And welcome to Topeka, Kansas, the site of 3A State Softball. It's State Championship Friday here at Avesta Softball Complex in Topeka. Jake Spaulding alongside me is Scott Bond. In the studio's Captain Kurt Kilman, studio producing this thing for us as we're on 96.9 The Pulse, KOZA, the only locally owned radio station here in the capital city. We're glad you're along with us. It's State Championship Softball here, Scott, and it's the top seed Frontenac Raiders, defending state champions in 3A, taking on the 7th seed Silver Lake Eagles, who they beat last year in the same game, 3-0.
That's right, Jake, a rematch of last year's championship game. I know both teams have been looking forward to this. Silver Lake's looking for the revenge. Frontenac thought that was a heck of a game. They was hoping that when they got back to the championship game today, it would be against Silver Lake. So both teams here excited, pumped up for this game. This should be really, really exciting.
Well, in the circle for Frontenac for the second time here today, it will be their stud pitcher, and that's Avery Johnson. Earlier today against Riverside in the first semifinal game, she pitched just 5 innings, allowed only 2 hits with 7 strikeouts earlier today. She's facing a different lineup here, though, Scott, with the Silver Lake team, as Kaylin Haney, Kira Lowry, Taylor Zorbel will start things off here for the Eagles in the top of the first. We saw them really come to life against Burlington.
They did. At the end of the game, the bats really came alive, and they're hoping they can continue that on. I was talking to some of the players in between games, and they're hoping that got their bats alive and they can carry that right into this game.
Johnson toes the slab, and we're underway here. First pitch, 3A State Softball Championship game. First pitch in there from Johnson. Called strike. It'll be 0-1. Behind the dish, Maddie Call for Frontenac. We'll get you all the defensive players in just a second. Here's a dribbler back to the pitcher. Johnson collects, throws to first in time. It's a 1-3 putout for out number one.
Taney got done there what she wanted to do. She just opened her hips a little bit too much. Instead of putting that slap into the 5-6 gap, she put it right back at the pitcher. Made it a little too easy on him.
First baseman is Ella Sullivan. Second baseman, Grayson McLaren. Third baseman, Skylar Hutchinson. Tinley Sullivan at short. We'll get you the outfielders in just a second. As Kira Lowry steps in, the third baseman looks to bunt. Able to pull back in time. It's ball as it pops through from Call back onto the fence. One another count. Nobody on. One out here in the top half of the first inning.
Silver Lake showing a little small ball early here in the game. I don't know if that's just to get them defense moved up and then they're going to start hitting past them, or if they actually want to continue on with a small ball.
Kind of what we saw in their game against Burlington early on, a little small ball. Here's a fastball. Well, maybe it wasn't a fastball, Scott. That thing was spinning like crazy, but swinging and coming up empty was Lowry.
Yeah, it was a little up, maybe even a little out of the zone, but she went after it.
Likely in right, Sullivan in center, Lajatos in left for Frontenac. The 1-1 pitch, trying to get on the outside corner, and it does. It's 1-2. And Hutchinson at third base. Shortstop is Tinley Sullivan. The 1-2 pitch. Rise ball that gets out of the zone. Good job by Lowry to be patient. Johnson for Frontenac. Sub .85 ERA this season for the Raiders. They brought everybody back from a season ago, Scott, from their state title team 2024. Here's a ball lifted in the right field. It's going to fall for a hit right in front of Likely. And great piece of hitting there by Kira Lowry, the third baseman, for the first base hit of the game.
Johnson's got a little different delivery than most pitchers, and I'm sure that's probably been a benefit to her this year. Silver Lake seems to see it right away. They're reading the ball good, even though Haney had to slap right back at the pitcher.
So bring up Taylor Zordel, 1-for-3 in the semifinal game earlier today. First pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
So far, Johnson's done a pretty steady diet of screwballs, and she's doing a good job of placing that screwball both places. And usually, a screwball pitcher you see is just pounding the outside, but she's hitting the outside for inside. She's hitting it pretty good.
This ball roped into right center, going first to third will be Kira Lowry on a single from Zorbel.
So far, Jake, I haven't seen her change the eye level any. Every pitch has been about the same height. It makes it easier to zone in and hit the ball when you don't move it up and down enough.
So Zordel with a single with one out, allowing Lowry to go first to third as a hit in the right center gap. cut off by Sullivan and brought back in. Kendra Cook up to bat now for the Eagles. 1-for-3 earlier today.
I think maybe those bats did come alive after that Burlington game.
No doubt.
All three of them putting contact on.
Runner at first is Dortle. At third, it's Lowry. One away. Johnson gets the call from her catcher call. First pitch, ground ball to the third baseman, picked up by Hutchinson, fires over to first in time. Runner moves up to second base, and Zordle with a 5-3 put out.
Third base handled that hot box really well. Froze the runner, didn't let her advance to home, so they might get out of this without any damage.
Bring up the first baseman, Paige Hyman, for Silver Lake. 1-for-4 earlier today, Scott. You remember what that hit was?
Oh, yeah.
Big two-run home run that cleared the left field fence easily.
Yeah, talking to her, she's feeling good.
Two runners on right now. Second and third, two outs. Johnson from Frontenac toes the slab. Hyman steps in from the right side for Silver Lake. The first pitch, screwball in there. Coming up empty is Hyman for an 0-1 count.
That ball definitely has some spin.
You mentioned it. It's a steady diet of it. I mean, I haven't seen really any off-speed coming in.
Nope, she's releasing that ball like you're turning a doorknob, screwing it in there.
0-1 pitch. Another screwball in there. Coming up at these high minutes, 0-2. Coach down at third base, looking down there and saying, hey, you're all right, Paige. Coach Nick Hamilton.
Paige is hoping she hangs one here.
0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss.
She just didn't catch up to it.
Strike three, and the Eagles will strand runners at second and third. No runs. Two hits, no errors, two left on. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. 3A state championship softball here on 96.9. The Pulse, Silver Lake, 0, Frontenac coming up.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Topeka, the capital city at the Invista Softball Complex. Jake Spaulding alongside Scott Bond at 3A State Championship Softball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Kirk Tillman back in the studios, bottom of the first inning. Silver Lake 0, Frontenac batting for the first time today, facing off against Kendra Cook for Silver Lake. First pitch into Maddie Lajonis, in there for a strike. Now Lajonis drops a beautiful bunt down the third baseline. No throw. And she's on with an infield single.
Lajonis is fast, and she's got that left-hand slap. She drags that down. She's even got a split grip on her left-hand slap. Brings that down for a bunt that didn't even go 5 foot. But just enough for the catcher not to get there, the third baseman not to catch up. By the time they fielded the ball, she was 2 steps away from first.
Elena Sullivan steps in now. She plays center field. Earlier today, went 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs against Riverside in the semifinal.
Got another left-handed slapper here. Silver Lake's got a little bit of an adjustment into their defense. Now they're shifted. Everybody's shifted to the third base side here.
Shows bunt, pulls it back, though. Want to know the count here against Sullivan. Avery Johnson, the pitcher, she's due up next. She went 3-for-3 in the game earlier today, including a 2-run home run. Squaring the bunt. Unable to make contact with it, though, and still offered. It's 1-1. Runner at first is Lajonis. 1-1 pitch. Just off the plate. It's 2-1. For the Eagles defensively, Lowry at third. Zordle at short. Liggett at second. Hyman at first. Swigert catching. Haney in center. Windy in left. May in right. With Kendra Cook on in the circle. 2-1 pitch. Called strike two, so now it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Maddie Lajonis on first base. Here's Elena Sullivan.
two-strike count. We'll see if Sullivan still tries to blew that bunt or she moves into a full slap, and she does. Full swing slap, fouls it off. So we'll do it again here to Sullivan, the fifth pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Avery Johnson on deck. Maddie Call in the hole. From that, couple of fast-speedy players here off the top of their order. The 2-2 coming from Cook. Foul down the left field line, out of play. So once again, two balls, two strikes. Kendra Cook, and she had 14 strikeouts in the quarterfinal, 13 strikeouts in the semifinal. That's just fun softball. You get a couple of speedy slappers to lead off your lineup. They can do dangerous things, and then power coming up behind them. That's exciting. 2-2 pitch, fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it once again. The longer this at-bat goes, more foul balls. Doesn't momentum kind of shift to the hitter?
It can, yes.
Definitely can. And they're making Kendra throw the pitches in this first inning. Kendra toes the slab again here on the 2-2. Check swing, foul ball. This will be the ninth pitch of the at-bat upcoming here. And Kendra Cook, the pitcher, studs in the circle for Silver Lake. Swagger talking to the umpire, asking if that batter attempted a bunt there instead of a slap. Would have been foul and called strike three, but he disagrees, thinks it was a slap. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball taken to by the shortstop at Zordo. Two first in time. Great play from deep in the hole at shortstop. Zordo made a terrific play there. Good thing getting out there. Still had the runner on second, but you got an out, so. Lajadas moves up this, excuse me, to second, but yeah, great play there by Taylor Zordel. Get that left-handed slapper. That's not easy. Field that. You got to come up with a hard throw, and she did just what she needed to do to get the out. After this pitch, we'll give you our umpires for tonight. One away. Here's Avery Johnson, the pitcher, swinging and missing on the first pitch offered to her. Ginger pitching her backwards here. Started her off with an off-speed. On the plate, it's Angelo Fears. He's from Pittsburgh, Kansas. At first base, Mike Holtz from Topeka. And third base umpire, Ben Youngblood from Leon. Congratulations to these gentlemen for making it to a state tournament and calling a 3A state championship game here today in Topeka. Only the few get selected in for that, Scott, get that opportunity to umpire a state tournament.
And so far this tournament, for the most part, the umpires have been fairly consistent.
Yeah.
Both ways.
Wait, I forgot. You're not going to talk about umpiring. That's what you said last night, right? 0-1 pitch lifted high left center field, giving chase. Calling it is Haney from center who makes the play. Great communication from Haney.
Defense did just what they're supposed to do there. Haney calling it out. Wendy backing her up. Now we've got two outs with a runner on second.
So that'll bring up Maddie Call. Earlier today, Call 0-for-3 in the game and gets Riverside. Frontenac, the number one overall seed, number one team in the state in 3A. 29-1 record this year. First pitch in there from Cook, a little bit inside. It's a ball. It's 1-0.
I'm enjoying watching Frontenac's head coach. She's fierce over there. She's intense.
The 1-0 pitch. Catching the corner, just a little bit low. Beg your pardon. 2-0. Yeah. Maddie Reams down there. Or Cassie Reams, I should say. Been with this program for about a decade and four state titles.
Yes. Yes, sir.
2-0 the count here to Call. Rise ball a little bit too high in a 3-0 count. Red light, green light here, do you think, for the batter from Frontenac against Kendra?
I tell you what, in that hole, I'm assuming she's a really good hitter. I'd tell my hitter, you green light if it's your perfect pitch. Otherwise, hold off.
3-0 pitch. Right down Broadway in there for a strike. It's 3-1. Kendra Cook challenged it.
As a player, you know that's probably the pitch coming. That's why I don't mind giving a green light on a situation like that.
The 3-1. Foul ball, and I flinched, Scott. That one came straight back.
I did blink.
Scott Bond is a very, very tough man, and he hasn't flinched yet sitting behind here. We're right behind home plate here at Invista Softball Complex.
Foul tip came straight back to the screen to us. Makes the count full. It's 3-2. The off. And it's in the dirt for a ball. It's ball four. So runner is now at first and second here. Two outs. Bottom of the first inning will bring up Grayson McLaren. Grayson went 2-for-2 earlier today. Two runs scored, two RBIs. Got two singles and a walk in her three plate appearances against Riverside.
This Frontenac team. Hard pitch. A little high in the zone for the umpire. This Frontenac team is a team that I'd love to have my 14-year-old or even 18-year-old Gold Glove team come and watch, just because of the excitement, enthusiasm this team plays with, a lot of emotion, pumping each other up. That makes a game fun.
1-0, going for the inside corner, catches it, does Cook, and it's 1-1. We saw that from Kidra a lot in the semifinal today as well. She loves working in on those right-handed batters.
She does like to pound that inside corner. Frontenac's dugout over there hasn't been quiet yet.
I was getting ready to say the pitch fouled off into the screen. It's now 1-2. I thought somebody left like their speaker on or something because of how loud it is.
Go home and watch the College Women's World Series, and it's the same way in every dugout there. That makes the game fun. Get that kind of enthusiasm going.
1-2 the count. Two outs. The pitch. Rise ball up and out of the zone. Evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I forget who it was. I think it was UCLA I was watching last night. And in the third inning break, they broke out party hats and shot glasses, and they threw a party in the dugout. Shot glasses of Gatorade. And
2-2, lifted on, up in the infield. Swigert's got room and makes the play. Popped out to the catcher to end the threat.
That's not a catch to make there, is it, Jake?
No, it is not. Not up against the fence. You got to make sure you got room, and Swigert did really, really well. We go to the top of the second inning. No runs on no hit. A one hit, excuse me. No errors and two left on. Top of the second inning, Silver Lake coming up. It's 0-0, state title game here in Topeka.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
You've got things to do and places to be, so a car accident's the last thing you need. Good thing there's someone you can call your friend and take care of it all from beginning to end. We're honestly care, we're friendly and near, we're CarStar Relax. We'll take it from here.
Visit your locally owned CarStar at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, let's go to the second inning, shall we? 3A state softball here on 96.9 The Pulse, as we've got Silver Lake and Frontenac. Silver Lake batting here in the top of the second. It'll be Riley Moeller, the designated player, stepping in. Savannah Windy next, and then Taylor Swigert. There's a pitch started here by Johnson, a little bit low and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Silver Lake had 5 batters come to the plate in the first inning, stranding 2 on the base paths. In the bottom half of the inning, Frontenac did the same thing. 5 came to the plate, 2 were stranded. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. It's evening now at 1-1.
Hard to hit that screwball that's got a little rise motion to it also. Looks good when it starts coming in, but by the time she got her swing, it was up around her chin. Hard to hit.
Here's a ball lifted into shallow right field. Backing up is the second baseman to make the play.
That's what you get when you have a pitcher that throws screwballs and curveballs. It gets that sideways spin on it. You get a lot of pop-ups in the infield.
Catch made by McClure, and that's out number one. This will bring in, from the left side, Savannah Windy, and what a good day she's had. Well, really a good state tournament. First pitch swinging and coming up empty, down in the count 0-1. But in the state tournament so far, Savannah Windy, she got the scoring started in the top of the ninth inning yesterday. Drove in
the first of the two runs to win the game. And earlier today, went 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a walk. Here's an 0-1 and lifted into shallow left field, and going out as a shortstop, Sullivan.
Just got that spin on it. It's hard to barrel up one of those with a spin on it like that, because it just wants you to spin off your bat. Silverlake's doing a good job seeing the ball. They're all making pretty decent contact.
Two up, two down. Here's Taylor Swigert. Again, talking about pretty effective from the plate. Swigert earlier today had a great game, going 2-for-3, including a double, a single, two RBIs, and reached on an error. Down in the count here, 0-1 after the first pitch. Swigert's able to get on. It'll be Sailor Liggett for the Eagles. 0-1 pitch, catching the corner for a strike. It's 0-2.
Johnson's starting to move the ball around a little bit more, up and down, changing that eye level, which is going to help her out a lot.
Two outs here in this top of the second. No balls and two strikes to Taylor Swigert. The pitch lifted foul over the Silver Lake dugout on the right side, out of play. Do it again. In this Frontenac team, senior heavy, 0-2 pitch, just a little bit outside for a ball. It's 1-2.
Yeah, Jing, they look a little bit more relaxed out there. They're out there having fun. Silver Lake's more like a work type team. You know, they came to work. They're having fun, but everybody seems to be focused in and making it a job.
It's a rematch from last year. Here's the 1-2. Ball lifted out of play. We'll do it again here at 1-2. State championship game of 2024, and Frontenac defeated Silver Lake 3-0 in that ball game.
And I believe Silver Lake lost 5 or 6 seniors off
their
team.
Pretty senior-led, senior-driven team a season ago. 1-2 pitch. Hard hit, ground ball to the shortstop, picked up by Sullivan. Over to first, in time. 6-3 put out for the third out of the inning. What a snag there from Kenley Sullivan to end the frame. 3 up, 3 down here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. No score here in this 3A girls state title game on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels, or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Topeka as we start the bottom of the second inning, and Kendra Cook starts off with a strike. To the six-hole hitter, that's Hadley Goodwin, the designated player here for Frontenac. No score. Jake and Scott with you. Kurt back in the studio. Here's a hard hit between a third and shortstop of Silver Lake. Diving effort there from Lowry and Zordel. But into the gap to left field and brought back in by Wendy. It's a leadoff single here for Frontenac.
Sing-eye single. Just got past the glove of two diving players. Love to see that effort. That's a hard hit.
So this will bring up Tenley Sullivan, the shortstop, who's splashed her glove a little bit so far today for Frontenac. Here's a bunt popped into the air and foul, and nobody can collect underneath it. Third baseman Lowry was charging in, and it went way over her head. Good hustle there by Kendra Cook and also the shortstop, Taylor Zordel.
Sullivan got a little lucky there. That ball pitched a little up in the zone, made her pop up a bunt, but Lowry coming hard on that.
0-1 the count here. First base runner is Goodwin. The pitch squares the bunt, and I
thought you were going to be my lap there, but Jake.
Comes screaming back on a deflection, and golly, that's twice in a row. Ball came back and hit the net, folks, and there's a big net. There's a concrete wall in front of us, but doesn't mean I don't flinch when a ball comes flying back. The 0-2 pitch. Ball lifted on the infield. Dortle calls everybody off, makes the play for out number one.
Yeah, the big yellow ball coming at you is a little scary sometimes.
This reaction, man. Brace for impact. Here we go now with Skylar Hutchinson, the third baseman, her first appearance today. She bats in the eighth spot here for Frontenac. Kendra on the slab. I didn't flinch that time, Scott. Went right at me, though. Fouls it back into the screen. It's 0-1. A leadoff single by Goodwin. She's still at first base. One away here, bottom of the second. No runs have came across for either team. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Rise ball, a little bit out of the zone. It's 1-1.
Those just joining us or wasn't here for the earlier game, Riverside, the local team, ended up with fourth place, and Burlington won the third place. That's a lot of foul balls.
Yep, that pitch on a 1-1 fouled back. Yeah, good call on that. Burlington, led by their stud pitcher, going D1 down in Louisiana. Gracie Burke, she pitched every single game in this tournament for Burlington. They take third. The 1-2 pitch. Rise ball, swing and a miss, strike three. And Mr. Bond, that's the first strikeout for Kendra Cook in this game.
A little bit different than the semifinal game. She had 13 strikeouts. But she did a good job there. She got her in a position where she needed to swing, and she threw one, that rise ball up high. Can't catch up to that.
Two away now here in the bottom of the second. Here's a pitch called strike one to Ella Sullivan, the first baseman. Earlier today, Ella Sullivan is the nine-hole hitter, Scott, but she went 2-for-2 with two singles, two runs scored, and two stolen bases in the semifinal.
I always tell my players that nine-hole is just another leadoff.
Amen to that. The 0-1 pitch called strike two. So down in the count now is Sullivan. Kendra Cook trying to slide another chair. Two outs in the inning. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled back into the screen. We'll do it again. This inning started with a single from Hadley Goodman. Then a pop-up to the shortstop, strikeout. Now an 0-2 to Sullivan. Here it is. Roped down the left field line and way foul.
That probably got a windshield.
Ooh, yeah. And the reaction from the crowd told you all you needed to know. Ooh. Hope you have insurance. We'll do it again here at 0-2. Two away here. Cook with the delivery. Ground ball through the gap between third and short once again. Zordle couldn't get there in time, and for the second time in this inning, a single roped there on the left side of the infield into left field. A good job by Wendy just to bring it back in quickly. So Sullivan on first with a single. Hadley Goodman on second now, and that'll bring up Maddie Lajonis, who started the game off with a bunt single, but was stranded at second back in the first inning.
So although they've got two outs here, they're in their pretty good position with runners at first and second, and their speedy slappers coming up right now.
First offering a little bit high and outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
I love how she controls her bat. You can tell she's got a lot of experience slapping.
1-0 pitch in there, calls for a strike. It's 1-1.
You just don't know what she's going to do, if she's going to power it through the infield or she's just going to lay it down.
1-1, we got time here, called by Lajonis. Now, you make that comment. Now, I'm looking at her left hand and the way that she's holding that bat.
Yep.
Definitely not your traditional.
No, I'm.
1-1 pitch. Nice play by Lowry. Line drive to the third baseman, and guess what? That wasn't a looky what I found. It was, I'm ready for you. Kira Lowry puts out the third out of this inning on a line out from Lajonis.
Got to enjoy that. Lowry moved herself up, take away the bunt, so she was right there in front of the play. Hot shot right at her. Made a nice catch in the end.
No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We go to the top of the third. No score here in the 3A State Softball Championship game here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the costs involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the top of the third we go, and Taylor Liggett, first pitch swinging right back to the pitcher, Johnson, who puts her out for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one swing, one out here in the top of the third. Jake Spaulding alongside Scott Bond and Kurt Kilman back at the studios. You're listening to Class 3A State Softball Championship game between the top seed Frontenac Raiders and the 7th seed Silver Lake Eagles here on 96.9 The Pulse. One away here, now back to the top of the lineup. It's Kaylin Haney. First pitch for a ball, just a little bit inside, 1-0. First time up, Haney dribbled out to the pitcher, Johnson. One ball, no strike. Here's a slap, right back to Johnson. A good glove there from the pitcher, and once again, a 1-3 put out for the second out of the inning.
Silver Lake putting ball in play. They're just hitting right at people right now.
Now it's time for Kira Lowry to step back in. She singled, made it all the way to third, but was stranded back in the first. Just made an amazing play at third to end the bottom of the second a moment ago. Johnson's first offering in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Two away here in the top of the third. Here's a ball lifted out of play behind the screen. 0-2 quickly to Lowry. She's able to get on. Taylor Zordel on deck.
So we're like two quick outs and then down 0-2 here real fast.
Yeah, Johnson efficient right now with her pitches. Johnson says yes to the sign. The 0-2 pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner.
Johnson's looking really good right now. She's thrown 30 pitches, 25 of them for strikes so far.
We head to the bottom of the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We're back after this timeout. Bottom half of the third we go with no score here between Frontenac and Silver Lake on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, bottom of the third inning right now, as Frontenac here in the bottom half of the third inning We'll lead things off with Elena Sullivan, who grounded out to Taylor Zordo back in the first inning. One ball and no strikes here on the first pitch. Kendra back to work quickly here. Here's the delivery. Slaps it to shortstop. Zordo once again. Easy put out. Taylor Zordo making shortstop look easy. Scott, it's a quick out here, number one.
She'd make that look easy. That was a hot shot. Lots of bounce on this turf, but she filled it and made throw smooth as could be. Jake, I got to give a shout out to my granddaughter, Hadley Boyd. She's at her dance recital tonight. She gave Pop Pop permission to stay and call the championship game.
I remember that last night. You told me you didn't know if you'd be here for it.
Yeah, I talked to her last night. I sent her a bigger bouquet.
There you go. All right, Hadley, I think everybody's very pleased with you allowing Pop Pop to hang out with us tonight. 1-0 here now on Avery Johnson. Flight out to center to Haney last time up. 1-0 the count. Dribbler down the left field line, and Coach Reams tried to snag it. Foul ball. It's 1-1. I would imagine that Cassie Reams was quite the softball player back in the day.
I would think so. Dugout giving her get out the way, Coach, cheer after she didn't field that ball.
1-1 the count here to Johnson. Cook brings it just below the knees. It's 2-1.
That's the thing about softball, Jake. These girls come up with a cheer for everything. It's sometimes quite hilarious and interesting to hear the things they come up with.
2-1 the count. Cook rocks. Here's the delivery. Launched into left field. Back to the wall and gone.
Jake, I don't think that got above 10 foot high. That was just a rocket shot.
Avery Johnson, second straight game today. She did it in the semis and just did it right there.
She was looking for that inside pitch, and she just turned on it, straight barreled it up.
Frontenac with an emphatic start to the scoring with a home run to left field for Avery Johnson. On a 2-1 pitch on the inner half of the play, but you mentioned it, Scott. Johnson just opened up her hips, pulled the hands through, and launched that.
She did. You could tell off the bat that that was gone.
One out. Kendra's got a reset here. Does so. I didn't flinch that time, Scott. As bad.
That one came right back at us, too.
Yeah, it did. Maddie Call with the foul ball back to us. Grayson McClure on deck. If anybody gets on, Hadley Goodman. Oh, 1 to count here. Trying to paint the outside in the corner, and she does. It's 0-2.
Nice pitch. Nice time to throw that.
It's really an important at bat, I feel like, just for the headspace of Cook. She's a great pitcher, but you give up a home run like that, go right back to work right here.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're trying to get a strikeout after that, but you'll be happy with any put out.
Call with a dribbler, foul territory down the third base line, and Coach Reams couldn't get that one either.
Oh, now I'll spin on it, but she gave it her best.
0-2 the count here to the catcher, Maddie Call. Or Frontenac. Raiders just took a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third on the Avery Johnson home run. The 0-2 lifted this time on the right side of the infield and out of play.
They're really driving Kendra's pitch count up. She already had about a dozen more pitches than Johnson. They keep fouling them off. That works to their advantage eventually.
0-2 the count here. Cook ready, and here's the delivery. Trying to paint the inside, but a little bit too tight. Just ball number one here to Maddie Call.
It just shows you the difference in the umpires in the strike zone. In the last Silver Lake game against Burlington, he was giving them that inside corner, and both pitchers pounded that because of that. But he's not giving them that inside corner in this game.
1-2 pitch, a little bit outside. It's 2-2.
But he's been consistent. He's not giving Frontenac that corner either.
Infield playing straight away for the most part. Lowry third, Zordle short, Liggett second, Hyman at first. Swigert with the call. Cook ready. 2-2. High and away, ball three. So it's 0-2 with two foul balls. So three straight out of the zone here from Kendra Cook.
She was hoping she could get a swing and a miss after starting off 0-2.
The 3-2 pitch from Cook. Lifted into left field, giving chase, and Windy comes in and makes the catch on one knee.
That was a hard ball to read. That was one of those rope-a-dopes right at you. It's hard to tell if you need to stand still or come up on that. She finally read it, made a break.
Savannah Windy out in left field, making a great play for out number two.
Savannah's had one heck of a tournament, too, both at the plate and defense.
And if you're Kendra Cook, you can kind of relax a little bit.
Yes.
Get that very next batter out after the home run. Now she pounds one in on the outside to Grayson McClure for a strike.
I think she's seen that she needs to pick on that outside corner. He's given her that. Maybe even just a little bit outside.
A one pitch lifted high to left field. Windy giving chase into foul territory. Makes the grab.
Great
and run. Savannah Windy track it down the final two outs here to get out of the inning.
Kendra going out there to give her some love after that. Got her out of that inning after that home run. So that's nice to bounce back from.
One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. But a solo home run for Avery Johnson. She heads to the circle as we go to the top of the fourth. Frontenac in front, 1-0 here in the state title game. Class 3A softball in Topeka on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devon, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devon on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels or give Devon a call at 785-845-3609.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back at it at the top of the fourth inning. Jake Spaulding alongside Scott Bond. Kirk Kilman back at the studios. Top of four, Silver Lake up to bat. Now down 1-0 following the Avery Johnson home run in the bottom of the third for Frontenac. In the circle is Johnson and just fired in a strike. Swinging and coming up empty was Taylor Zortle. The first pitch of the at-bat was a ball, so it's an even count now at one ball, one strike.
Taylor giving a big hack right there. She's trying to tie the game up there with that swing.
It'll be Zortle, Cook, and Hyman for the Eagles. Here's a foul ball straight back to the screen. Hey.
I flinched just a little
you
bit
did?
There, Jake.
Ooh,
just a
no.
bit, I did.
That one I finally didn't flinch on. And I got Scotty a little nervous to my right. 1-2 the count. Nobody out. Silver Lake, it's just one run, Scott, but in a game like this with two great pitchers, one run might be the difference.
It might be.
Here's a screwball, a little bit too far to the outside, and it's 2-2, and I say that as if it's the first time we've seen a screwball. I really haven't seen much other than that from Johnson today.
That's all she's doing is doing that doorknob twist on it.
Two balls and two strikes. Time called here by Zortle. She'll step out of the batter's box. And we'll reset. Two balls, two strikes. Johnson toes the slab. The delivery, foul ball off the handle. Right off the knob, a little check swing there from Zortle.
A nice pitch. Start off in the on the plate, moving in.
I don't know what came across the PA system there, but nothing should be playing through it right now. Two balls, two strikes. We'll restart here. Johnson with the delivery. Zortle swings and comes up empty. She's down on strikes for the first out of the inning.
Zorda went up there looking to get a hit. She was swinging it a lot there. A little bit more patience would probably help her out right here.
Kendra Cook steps in from the left side. Her first time up, she grounded out to the third baseman. Trying to help herself here. One away, the first pitch is in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-0.
Kendra just needs to be looking for a way to get on. She doesn't have to do anything big right now. Just get on base, give your team a chance to move a runner around, maybe get one in.
Want another count here to the lefty. The pitch. just outside. It's 2-0. Kendra Cook, if she gets on, courtesy runner will come in and Paige Hyman waits on deck. She had a loud crack of the bat back in the semifinals.
She did. That's a good part of the order for Silver Lake to try to get some done, make a little noise here.
2-0 pitch. High and away, ball three. Good looking at bat here for Kendra.
Yeah, Johnson's trying to put her on the outside completely, not wanting to give her anything.
For the four hitter, you got a 3-0 count. Coach Hamilton giving you the green?
Yes. Nope, she'll take all the way.
Came right down the pipe, and it's 3-1 now. One away here in the top half of the fourth. It's 1-0 Frontenac in this game. Silver Lake at bat. It's Cook, 3-1. Lifted back to the screen, and it's 3-2.
That strike one might have been the first pitch I've seen delivered by Johnson today that didn't have that screw twist to it. It actually was over the top, just like a fastball. That's all she was trying to do is get in that strike for that 3-0 count. But that might have been one Kendra won back.
Three balls, two strikes. The pitch to Kendra Cook. Rope through the middle into center field, and she's on first with a base hit.
Kendra did her job there. Nothing too big. Just drive the ball back up the middle, get on base. Let your hitters try to move you around from here.
Did a great job. Just good piece of hitting there. Got two strikes on herself, and
they're going to have a little strategy here with a courtesy runner for the pitcher.
Yep. Coming in to courtesy run for Silver Lake.
Put your pitcher in the dugout. Let her sit down. Rest those legs a little bit. Maybe pick up a little speed on the bases by this courtesy run.
It'll be Connor coming in to run here for Silver Lake. And is that just a ball? Was that foul tip?
No, foul tip.
Okay.
Tip. Right back at us again.
Sorry, I was looking down at my scorebook there, so
it's good thing
I didn't jump.
You would have flinched.
I would have flinched. I would have won the count. Paige Hyman steps in. Struck out her first time up. Swing and a miss here by Hyman. Down to the count 0-2.
Hyman knows we got a runner on. I haven't had that opportunity too many times, so she's trying to hit the ball hard someplace. Two strikes on her now, 0-2 count. She just needs to choke up, shorten up, and try to put the ball in play here.
One away. Johnson with the delivery. Lifted back to the screen, and we'll do it again at 0-2.
Like the idea, she kept her hands inside the ball there. Looked like she was trying to deliver it out to right field, get it behind the runner.
Can hear some encouragement to Hyman. Tell her to load early. Post stride swing here. Tough with two. She calls time, and we'll reset. No balls, two strikes on Paige Hyman, the first baseman for the Eagles. Runner at first is Connor, courtesy running for Kendra Cook, who singled with one out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Big hack there.
Second out of the inning here as Riley Moeller will step in. Moeller's first plate appearance came back in the second inning as she popped up to the second baseman, McClure. Two outs now in the inning. First pitch, check swing, called strike one.
Feels like Silver Lake might be pressing a little bit here. I'm hoping they can calm back down, have some patience at the plate.
The 0-1 pitch, lifted to left field, shallow, coming in to make the catch is Lajonis for the third out of the inning. Silver Lake gets a runner on base on a single from Kendra Cook. However, she is stranded. No runs on one hit. No errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Frontenac coming up leading 1-0 over Silver Lake here in the 3A Girls State Championship game on 96.9 The Pulse.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
You've got things to do and places to be. So a car accident's the last thing you need. Good thing there's someone you can call your friend and take care of it all from beginning to end. We're Honestly Care. We're friendly and near. We're CarStar Relax. We'll take it from here.
Visit your locally owned CarStar at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heading to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Topeka, Class 3A State Softball. Silver Lake and Frontenac, a rematch of last year's state title game where Frontenac won 3-0. They lead right now 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Leading things off will be Hadley Goodwin, who started her last time up in the second inning, started that off with a single. First pitch by Kendra Cook in there for a strike. It's 0-1. It'll be Goodwin, followed by Tinley Sullivan and Skylar Hutchinson. Stoppage here as Swigert's fixing her glove and good to go. Cook, the delivery. Rise ball up in the zone past the catcher. I stayed put. You see that?
I did.
Thank you.
I did.
One ball, one strike. The count here to the designated player, Hadley Goodwin. And I apologize, the last half inning I had Riley Moeller on that fly out to left field. That was McKenna Harris. The 1-1 pitch, high and outside for a ball. It is 2-1. Lowry at third, Zordal at short, Liggett at second, Hyman at first. Here's a 2-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Nice rise ball there coming in from Cook, evening the count at 2-2. Swigert, the catcher, behind the dish. Cook in the circle. Windy in left. Haney in center. May in right. Here's the 2-2 from Cook. Called strike three.
Cook went over 60 pitches there at bat already, so they're making her work. That was a nice delivery.
Just the second strikeout in this game, but Kendra looking a lot more comfortable right now. And typically, this is the part of the order where you should be more comfortable. But with a team like Frontenac, they're loaded top to bottom.
They are.
This is the 6-7-8, as this is Tinley Sullivan, who popped out to the shortstop Zordal back in the second. One away, that first pitch high for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 offering from Cook. High as well. It's 2-0. Seeing if Sullivan maybe will swing at something that looks really good, but it's out of the zone and cannot.
She's having a good command of the zone here. She's not offering any of those borderline pitches.
2-0 pitch in there for a strike called by the umpire. It's 2-1.
She's making Kendra work right now. They show a lot of patience with a lot of maturity at the plate.
2-1 pitch. Lifted. Has room. Does Hyman towards the dugout. Oh, just pops out of the glove as she collides with the fence. Great effort there from Paige Hyman at first base.
Can't imagine why Frontenac would look so relaxed at the plate. It's not like they've been here before.
Right, right. It's not like, you know. I mean, this is two perennial powers, and you love it. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three again. Catching the inside corner this time is Kendra Cook.
That was a pretty pitch.
Scott, comfortability right now from Kendra. She's got three in the game now, and that is the comfortability and the swagger you'd like to see from Kendra. Two outs now. Here's a ball lifted shallow left field. Giving chase to Zorda. Can't get there in time. Wendy will come in and get it and throw it into second base. But great effort there from the shortstop, Taylor Zordal, but unable to get there. It's a two-out single.
That was. She just muscled that up, got it just over the infield. Zordal made a heck of a play on it. I didn't think there was any chance, and then she just did barely miss it.
So now we'll bring up Ella Sullivan, who singled her last time up. Never saw a ball called in her at-bat. Saw six pitches. Sixth one, she sent into left field. First pitch, just off the outside part of the plate for a ball. It's 1-0. God, I don't know if there's a haze in the sky or what, but this subtle cloud cover that we've got, has made this a beautiful evening.
It is. It's cooled off just a little bit.
1-0 pitch fouled back to the screen. It's 1-1. I think I got a little bit of redness to my arms from sitting here all day today.
My umbrella didn't block it?
No, it didn't. I tried. The 1-1 pitch. Ball lifted high and deep to left field. Wendy seems to be underneath it and makes the catch right in front of the warning track.
Got under that just a little bit. Ended up being an out instead of off the fence.
No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Frontenac 1, Silver Lake nothing, but the Eagles coming up to bat here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the fifth we go. Jake and Scott with you. And back in studios, Captain Kirk Kilman. Johnson delivered in to Savannah Windy. That was called a strike. Less to the excitement of the maroon and gold around us.
Yeah, the Silver Lake crowd's not real happy with that call.
0-1, lifted into shallow left field. Coming in is Lajadas underneath it to make the grab for out number one. Wendy now 0-2 on the day. This will bring up Taylor Swigert. Grounded out to the shortstopper first time up. Sailor Liggett will be on deck, and then if anybody can get on, back to the top and Kalen Haney.
Savannah Wendy just got under that just a little bit.
So one out here in the top of the fifth. From the right side, it's the catcher, Swigert. Pitch catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Swigert worked a good at-bat last time before grounding out to the shortstop, fouling off three different pitches prior to. Johnson gets the sign from call, and here's the delivery. Too far outside this time. It's 1-1. You were talking about Frontenac and their bench dugout getting a little bit excited. I can hear Silver Lake's dugout kind of willing on their team right now.
Yep, Silver Lake's dugout trying to cheer the team up, try to get something going here. They're definitely not out of this game with just a one-run lead for Frontenac. All it takes Silver Lake to light the bats up a little bit, string a couple of hits together, be tied up here.
1-1 pitch lifted high and out of play. Down now at 1-2. Coach Hamilton asking for the attention of Taylor Swigert. She obliges, nods her head, fixes her batting glove on the left hand. It steps back in on the right side.
I'm Coach Hamilton. I'm a little excited right now. I know it's 8-9 hole, but you got a couple girls here that are due for some big hits.
1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for a strike. 3-4 Swigert. Two outs here in the inning and bring up Sailor Liggett. Grounded out to the pitcher, Johnson, her last time up.
Liggett here, freshman. She's looking for a good hit. She's struggled a little bit. Had some productive at-bats, got on base, but hasn't had that big hit that she's known for.
Five strikeouts now in the game for Johnson. First pitch, dribble to the second baseman. McClure has to hurry, and she gets the out.
Ooh.
Speed there from Liggett, but McClure gets the punch out.
Liggett got ahead of that pitch, got it off the end of the barrel, went straight to the second base. She made it a close play with that speed, but not quite enough.
4-3 put out. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Frontenac coming up to bat, leading 1-0. here on 3A State Softball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels, or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Starting out the bottom of the fifth inning here is Frontenac back at the top of the order for them, and Maddie Legiata. She's 1-for-2 today with a bunt single in the lineout to the third baseman, Lowry. First pitch was a little off the plate, 1-0. Cook brings another one in. This time it catches the corner. It's now 1-1.
Legiata is always a danger on the bases. Silver Lake's hoping they can get out of this without her getting on base.
1-1 to count. Here's Cook with the delivery, and it's a slapper to the shortstop. Great throw in time!
Great job by Zordle there.
Taylor Zordle flashing the leather and the arm. The speed of Legiata. She knew she had to be quick with it, and a perfect throw to Hyman for the 6-3 putout for out number one.
Hyman did a good job of using those long arms and long legs. Knowing the left-handed strapper is coming down the line that fast, she did a good job of getting out there so that it wouldn't be a close play. Nice stretch.
Now a bunt popped into the air. Caught by Cook. Great job by Kendra. She smiles and says, all right.
That's exactly what they wanted out of that. So really crowd over here was getting ready to get a little rambunctious because it looked like she was out of the box when she made contact. The umpire didn't call it, but resulted in the same.
Pop out to the pitcher out of the lane of Sullivan on the first pitch. Now Avery Johnson, she represents the lone run in this game, a home run in her last at-bat on the fourth pitch of the at-bat. See how Kendra pitches her this time, goes right to her, and she ropes one into left center. This is going to roll all the way to the warning track, cut off nicely, though, by Wendy. That is a very long single for Avery Johnson.
Yeah, she hit that ball hard. She's seeing the ball well.
Coming in to run for Frontenac as a courtesy runner will be Lady Shea.
Johnson's a complete player. She hit the ball hard, really good pitcher. She's just a danger to have on the team.
So Shea over at first. Two away, stepping in from the right side will be Maddie Call. Walked her first time out, flied out to Wendy and left, her last time up.
Swipe a base here, I believe. Oh, she hauled back.
Trying to find an outside corner, but a little bit low. It's 1-0. Want another count here. Two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Frontenac up 1-0. The pitch lofted, shallow left center. Going back is Zordle into the grass to make the play.
Zordle doing what Zordle does.
Out number three, and no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the top of the sixth inning, state championship softball. It's Frontenac 1. Silver Lake coming up. They're down 1-0 here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
You've got things to do and places to be, so a car accident
take it from here.
Visit your locally owned Car Star at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
That's at the top of the sixth we go. Silver Lake, top of the order. It'll be Kalen Haney, Kira Lowry, and Taylor Zordel. Top of the sixth, and the Eagles down 1-0. First offering from Johnson, catching the outside corner to the left-handed batter Haney for a strike. It's 0-1.
Haney looking to get on, use that speed, try to earn that run back.
She's grounded out twice to Johnson, the pitcher in this game. The 0-1 pitch, slapped down the left field line. If it stays fair, it's a great spot, but it goes foul.
Couple more foot to the right. She'd have probably been on second.
Third baseman Hutchinson and left fielder Lajanis gave chase, but not even close to it. Did you call that a soft slap? Or?
Medium? Medium. Yeah. Wouldn't call it really soft, but.
0-2 the count here to Haney. Johnson gets the side, toes the slab, the rock, and here's the pitch. Slap to the shortstop to Sullivan, fires it quickly, not in time! Didn't matter anyway because Sullivan dropped it at first.
That's that pressure that that left-handed slapper puts on your defense. You know they're coming fast down the line. You've got to hurry up and make a throw, and it wasn't quite there for the first baseman to handle.
That's Kinley Sullivan at shortstop throwing to her sister over at first base, Ella.
Probably been a lot of that in the backyard over the years.
I can imagine so. Haney on first base. Now Kira Lowry. Lost one. That's going to be a single. It's dropping into left field. First pitch swinging by Kira and Silver Lake. Something's cooking here for the Eagles. Runners at first and second. Now back-to-back singles for Taylor Zordel.
Probably exactly how Coach Hamilton drew it up in the dugout before coming out here. You get your speedy leadoff runner on, move her over, and we don't even have an out. Here comes number three batter.
Zordel single back in the first, struck out in the fourth. Cook is on deck, and Hyman in the hole. Nobody out, top of the sixth. Johnson to pitch. In there for a strike, it's 0-1.
Not the pitch Taylor wanted right there. I don't blame her for holding off on that. It was a strike, but it's not one she was going to barrel up.
0-1, the count. Johnson toes the slab. In the circle, there's the rock, here's the delivery, and it's fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2. The way that Johnson throws that screwball, it looks so good, but man, that thing just continues to kind of spin, and it's fading off the plate.
Yes.
Down in the count, 0-2 is Zordel, battling here from the right side. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Rise ball out of the zone, and 1-2.
Good time to throw that pitch. Okay. Taylor did a good job of laying off.
I would have swung at that probably. To be honest, I would just swing just to get three strikes quickly on me and get off the field. 1-2 the count here to Zordel. The pitch. And hit her. Dead ball. And a hit batter here as Zordel quickly goes to first and time will be called as Coach Reams will come out and ask if that hit the bat.
Catcher and pitcher both claiming it hit the bat. Umpire thinks it hit the wrist or the forearm.
And we're both sitting right behind home plate. And to me, to be quite honest with you, I initially thought it did hit the handle or the knob of the bat. But
I initially did too, to be honest with you. But the way Taylor reacted to it, I'm thinking she thought it got her wrist or hand.
Right. And after a conversation with all three umpires, it will stay as a hit batter.
Here we go. Bases loaded. Cook up to bat. No outs.
Let's see what Kendra is cooking up here from the left side of the plate. Nobody out.
The recipe is in set.
The puns continue. Time called here as Frontenac. Coach Reeves will bring all nine players to the circle to have a conversation. As the bases are juiced, we'll keep this one here, Kurt. As the stage has been set, Mr. Scott Vaughn.
I tell you, just watching the intensity of Frontenac's coach and going out there taking the knee in the middle of the circle, pumping our girls up, at the same time trying to get them to relax, understand that, hey, we can get out of this. We've been in situations like this before. We just need to get an out right here. Silver Lake's over here in their own huddle, and he's saying, hey, all you got to do is hit the ball hard someplace, get it in the air, we'll score a run even if it's a sacrifice. And that's all Kendra's trying to do right now, is trying to get the ball up in the air and into the green. Keep away from a double play, keep away from throwing at somebody out at home. Just hit the ball hard, get it through the infield somehow.
Singled last time right up the middle. Did Kendra Cook. She's in from the left side. Bases loaded. Runner at first is Zortle. Second, Lowry. Third is Haney. Here's a ground ball back to the pitcher. You come home with it. She dropped it. She dropped it, and Haney scores. Johnson with a comebacker to the pitcher. Fired it to Maddie Call at home. The slide by Haney, and Call couldn't hang on.
Call turns around the umpire, tries to claim she picked it up before the runner got there, but I think that was a correct call. I don't think she quite had control of it when the slide came in.
So Cook on first.
Base is still loaded, no outs, and we tied the game up here.
Coach Hamilton will have a courtesy runner come in. It'll be Connor. Lana Connor coming in. Two courtesy run here for Silver Lake. Connor at first, Zortle at second, Lowry at third. One run is in. And as Scott just mentioned, nobody out. And guess who's up to the plate? Paige Hyman, 0-for-2 in this game. Two strikeouts. Eight home runs on the season. Top of the sixth. Tied at one now with Frontenac and Silver Lake. The first pitch, big swing and sent straight back over the netting.
She's pumped up. She's jacked.
That one kind of gave me chills a little bit when she swung, because that was a – I'm going to bring everybody home right now.
Yeah, and Paige is one of those batters that she doesn't get cheated. When she takes a swing, she takes a full swing.
Johnson on the slab. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Low and in the dirt. Check swing, and it's a ball. It's 1-1.
Did a good job of holding off on that. You can tell all the way. She's saying yes all the way in her head to the last second. She wants this bad.
1-1 the count now. Bases juiced here for Hyman. 1-1 the score. Johnson fires. Swing and a miss. Big cut from Hyman. And now Johnson ahead 1-2.
She's still throwing them big daddy hacks at it. She gets a hold of it. It might cause a lot of damage, a lot of noise right here.
McKenna Harris on deck for Silver Lake.
The good thing is if she doesn't, it would only be one out. They'd still be in a good position to put more runs up.
1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Lifted high out of the infield, so no infield fly. Going towards the boundary. Caught by the shortstop, Sullivan. Tinley tracked it all the way into shallow left field, and no runner is able to tag up.
No, a little bit too shallow. It's only the first out. I probably wouldn't send her either.
When it initially popped up, I was just hoping it would get out of the infield so there's no infield fly, and it did. But now we've got a situation, one out, double play could end the inning.
Yep.
McKenna Harris in the game. She hit a rope to left field her last time up. That was caught by Lajadas, but it was deep enough, and if she does it again, it would score a run.
Exactly, and that's all she's looking for here, too, is just to get the ball through the infield.
First pitch, foul straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. Savannah Wendy is hoping for her opportunity. She's on deck. And she looks at that on-deck circle and doesn't care for it. She's walking. Now she backs up to the circle. 0-1 the count here on Harris. Johnson ready. And time is called by Harris.
A little miscommunication between the catcher and the pitcher there. They took a little bit too long.
One out here in the top of the sixth. Silver Lake threatening. Bases loaded. The 0-1 puts down a bunt, but it goes foul. You like that decision there by Coach Hamilton?
It's exciting.
Yes, it is.
I love to see a suicide squeeze. That was exciting.
Lowry was moving. And...
oh, they call.
I think they said she left early.
Yeah, they call her out for leaving early.
Yep.
Missed a little instant replay here.
Yeah, they say that she left early. So Coach Hamilton comes down to talk with home plate umpire.
He's wanting a little explanation of what's going on here.
So that would be 2 outs in the inning if that's the case. McKenna Harris is down in the count 0-2, so we have a stoppage as the umpires are coming together here.
So leaving the base early, that would be a dead ball right then, and so that pitch shouldn't count.
So it'd be 0-1.
Yes. I think that's what he's asking for here. It's dead ball if you leave early.
And the home plate umpire did correct it. He just motioned that it's 0-1 to count here. But 2 outs as that was Kira Lowry who left early from third, but the suicide squeeze was on. Can't imagine she left too early. But again, we weren't watching down there.
No, I wasn't watching that. I should have been. You know, I teach my girls to leave early until the first time you get called. So
Zordal at second, Connor at first. Ball lifted, shallow left field, giving chase, and making the grab is Finley Sullivan.
That was a great play. Silver Lake ties the game up here. So this is exciting. Frontenac's not out of it, neither is Silver Lake.
Silver Lake had the bases loaded with nobody out. They are able to scratch one run across. There is one run on two hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Topeka, the state softball championship game of Class 3A. We go to the sixth, tied at one here on 96-9, the Pulse.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels, or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Topeka, softball complex here in Vista Softball Complex in the capital city. An exciting top of the sixth. Scott, I'm Jake. Kurt back in the studio. Silver Lake scratches across a run to tie this game at one.
Frontenac bailed out there by a little base running miscue.
0-1 count. Ball lifted into foul territory, giving chase to second baseman, and Liggett makes the play. Grayson McClure pops out to the second baseman.
Liggett, great communication there. The first baseman had the ball in her sights too. Liggett did a good job of calling her off and making that play, which is what you want your second baseman to do.
Yeah, Saylor, great job covering some ground, calling off Paige Hyman, and one pitch, one swing, and one out. Or check that, two pitches. One away, and you think there's a little bit of fire in the belly right now of Kendra?
I think so. I think both ways. I think Frontenac's fired up after getting bailed out of that, and I think Silver Lake's fired up because they didn't like the call.
0-1, ball lifted on the infield, tracking into the shallow right field, and nice play once again. That's Saylor Liggett.
We're gonna have this be the Saylor Liggett inning right now. Saylor gets pop-ups with both outs. That one was a hard one to track. Did a good job swiveling her hips and keeping contact, eye contact with that ball coming down with a catch.
Started kind of deep at second. Worked her way out in the shallow right to make the play. So quickly, two down here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch now to Tinley Sullivan, who just made that great play to end the top of the sixth inning. A little bit high. It's a ball. It's 1-0.
You know, Liggett makes a couple great plays there, but it's funny how we, as parents, we can't think our kids are great because Luke, her dad's over here shaking his head because that wasn't the prettiest catch on her.
2-0 the count now after that ball is a little bit high and away. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Swing and a miss here by Tinley Sullivan. Great pitch there from Kendra.
nice her ice ball there. That's got her swinging out of her shoes.
Should win the count here as the Eagles trying to get back into the dugout. Get to the seventh inning, tied at one. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Nice diving effort there by Zordo. The throw.
What a play. Zordo with a diving play to her glove side. Comes up and makes a throw from her knees and just gets her by a step.
How about the stretch from Hyman right there as well? But Taylor Zordo gets the Eagles out of the inning. It's 1-2-3. Scott, the first time today the Frontenac Raiders go down in order. We go to the top of the seventh, tied at one here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Ameripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Ameripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Savannah Wendy steps in for the Eagles here to begin the top of the seventh. First pitch swinging up to the second base, and the throw from the shortstop, not in time. She actually wasn't even able to get it off. An infield single there from Savannah Wendy. First pitch swinging, Scott Bond. And just like the last inning, the Eagles have their leadoff hitter on.
I tell you what, Jake, it looks like the Mojo Critter has jumped strictly over into Silver Lake's dugout right now. Their momentum is going. Their fans, their players are jacked up. I might see something get exciting here.
Now, I've never heard of the Mojo Critter, but I've heard of Uncle Mo, and I'm assuming that they're related.
I think they are.
Taylor Swigert checks in from the right side. Nobody out. First pitch up and in for a ball. It's 1-0. Swigert grounded out to the shortstop Sullivan and struck out her last time up.
That defensive play by Zordle to end that last inning, last half inning, that was exciting.
1-0 pitch catches the corner. It's 1-1.
Silver Lake's looking to capitalize on that swing.
The only loss for this Frontenac team was a 2-1 loss to defending 4A champion Wamego earlier this season in a tournament. Of these two teams that's been in a tight situation like this, Silver Lake's been in more opportunities. Here's a shot down the third baseline, but foul. Swigert turned on that one.
That's turf. That's where I missed the old chalk, because I think we might have seen some white fly right there.
Yep.
That was a tough call.
1-2 the count here to Swigert. But, I mean, is there something to be said about that? Teams that are battle-tested, tight games, and late in the game?
Oh, definitely, for sure. I think Silver Lake, they've had some of those games. I think they're primed for that. Frontenac,
1-2 pitch lifted into deep center field. Tracking underneath it, though, is Sullivan. And, yes, there's multiple Sullivans on this team. That one was Elena in center field to make the first out of the inning.
That was a nice track, too. She squared that ball up, hit it hard. It's not quite hard enough.
This will bring up Sailor Liggett, who had a phenomenal defensive half inning a moment ago in the bottom of the sixth. She's 0 for 2 today. Ground out to the pitcher and ground out to the second baseman.
This 1-1 game, this is the first run the Frontenac's given up in the tournament. So,
runner at first is Wendy. First pitch into Liggett. In there for a called strike. It's 0-1.
Silver Lake looking to make it another run. Liggett's looking to break out here.
0-1, the count. Johnson set and ready. Liggett bunts down the near first base line and foul.
Now she's down 0-2. She's got to be ready to hit the ball now. She's got to protect her plate.
Still Wendy out there at first base. Liggett down in the count, 0-2 here. Johnson way ahead, one away here in the top of the seventh. Johnson likes the sign. Toes the slab, and here we go. High and away, ball one.
Look, did a good job of laying off that. That was a good time to throw that pitch, too. You know, the freshman here in this stage has got to be amped up a little bit. A little bit of butterfly in her stomach.
1-2 the count here. To Liggett. The offering. Rounded back to the pitcher. Throwing to second for one. Going to first, not in time. So Liggett will be at first base on the fielder's choice.
That's a good defense there. Heads up, get the lead run. Try to turn two. You're not going to be hard to turn two with a left-handed batter, but
it flips the lineup for the Eagles, though. Back to the top we go, and Kaylin Haney, last time up, infield single for her. Slapper to the shortstop, able to beat out the throw. Got that rally started in the sixth. Two away here. Time called by Haney and awarded by home plate umpire.
Haney didn't like the time they were taking to throw that pitch. It's her prerogative to get that time out. Settle yourself.
First pitch high and tight for a ball. It's 1-0. Angelo Fears behind the plate from Pittsburgh, and Mike Holtz out of Topeka, first base umpire, and Ben Youngblood, third base umpire from Leon. 1-0 pitch. Did she go? She did.
She did.
And Haney's agreeing. She did go.
It was not a foul ball, I think. Frontenacs wanted to know why she got the advance. It was just a pass ball.
The runner moves up to second. That's Liggett on the pass ball.
Liggett did a good job getting herself in scoring position there. Haney come through here with a base hit.
One ball, one strike to Kaylin Haney. 1-for-3 today. The 1-1. Lifted back to the screen. Making the count now 1-2.
Jake, could you ask for a better setting, more beautiful even for state championship softball?
Dude. No. Answer's no.
Probably the two teams that the majority of fans wanted to see once they saw the state bracket. Two teams they wanted to see get there, though I hated to see Burlington lose. That was they had a heck of a tournament.
Two outs, 1-2 pitch, dribbler to the first base side. Picked up, though, by Sullivan. Steps on the bag for the third out. So it's a 3-UA, three unassisted if you're scoring it at home. We're going to go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Tied at one. State championship is on the line. And Frontenac will be bringing up 8-9-1 in their order. We're back in 1 minute to Topeka here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the seventh, first pitch swinging in a deep left center field, going back to the fence. Making the catch is Kaylin Haney up against the fence for the first out of the inning. Excuse me. Did they call it an out? Haney chucked it back in, thinking that maybe she dropped it. Oh, no. Because Haney was screaming at the infielder that had the baseball, I believe that was Sailor Liggett that had it. She was saying, make the tag, make the tag.
I don't know. That sure looked, yes. That looks like a catch to me.
Kaylin Haney
Did she just rob a home run? I don't think it would have been a home run. I think it would have been off the fence. But if she hadn't leaped up against the fence, I don't think she would have caught it. That was Skylar Hutchinson, who absolutely tattooed that softball. Dehaney did a good job of reading that, dropped her hips, went back hard to the fence, made that catch. I think the problem that she was having was nobody made the signal right away for an out, so she yelled at him to tag the runner because the runner was heading towards the dugout because she knew she was out.
To bring up Ella Sullivan, the first baseman, but Kaylin Haney with the play of the day so far. One out, ground ball, Lowry at third, two first, in time, there's two out. Uncle Mo, he's staying with him. Ooh. Great play there by Lowry. Now they flip to the top of the lineup. It'll be Maddie Legiatis, speedster from the left side. Silver Lake could get out of this. It'll be Lowry, Zortle, and Cook due up for them in extras.
Gotta love the attitude of the Silver Lake defense right now.
Kendra Cook fires in a pitch a little bit high. First ball, it's 1-0.
They're definitely riding that momentum right now.
1-0 the count here to Legiatis. The pitch, called strike. It's 1-1.
Silver Lake just hoping to get this third and final out, and we'll go into extra innings.
1-1 the count, two away. The pitch, catching the corner, it's strike number two. Kendra Cook not sliding chairs like she did in the first two games, Scott, but right now in an opportunity to get her fourth strike out of the game. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. We're going to extra innings.
Silver Lake praying that momentum sticks with them for two more innings so they can get a run and then hold them again.
We're heading to the top of the eighth inning in 3A state championship softball here on 96.9 The Pulse, tied at one.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Five strike, that's four strike. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go to extra innings. Scott Bond, how about that?
Hey, that's what we're here for, the excitement.
3A state softball here, Silver Lake Frontenac. Extra innings, state championship on the line. Tied at one.
This has been a different style of pitcher's duel. This has been a defensive game. Not domination from either pitcher, not throwing the 15 strikeouts a game, 10 strikeouts. Now we're putting a ball in play and defense is playing.
Oh, one count. Ball ripped into left field by Kira Lowry.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Dick, but isn't that the third inning in a row Silver Lake's leadoff batter has reached base safely?
Yes, sir. All three times it's been a single. Lowry on first base to start this top of the eighth inning. She's now 3-for-4 in the game. Brings up Taylor Zortle, hit by pitch last time up, singled back in the first and struck out in the fourth.
Taylor's due for a big hit.
Top of the eighth inning, nobody out. Pitch catching the outside corner for a strike, it's 0-1. Kendra Cook is on deck, Paige Hyman in the hole. This is a 2-3-4 heart of the order for the Eagles.
Hey, if you're Coach Hamilton, you're feeling pretty good, pretty lucky that you come up with the extra inning with your 2-3-4 batter, hoping you can get a run or two across.
keep that momentum on your side and come back and hold it.
0-1 pitch, lifted high, deep down the right field line and out of play, but it was foul. Would have been a home run had it stayed fair by Zordel. Down to the count now, 0-2. You talk about Silver Lake going 2-3-4. Well, guess what Frontenac has to start the bottom of the eighth inning? 2-3-4. This is good on good. No other way you'd want a state title game.
No, definitely. This is exactly what all the fans were wanting.
0-2 pitch. Popped up out of play, straight behind home plate. We'll do it again here at 0-2. Lowry started the inning off with a single. She stands at first base. Hutchinson at third. Sullivan short. McClure at second. Sullivan at first. Johnson pitching still. Matty Call behind the dish. Likely in right, Sullivan center, LeJohnison left. The 0-2 pitch, check swing to the first baseman. Picked up, going to second.
Oh, bad throw.
Bad throw, and we're safe everywhere.
That momentum is staying squarely in the Silver Lake side of the game.
Ella Sullivan, the first baseman, was half a step away from first. Instead of stepping on the bag, she tried to go to second. And a bad throw. Everybody is safe, and Coach Reams comes out of the dugout, pumping her palms towards the ground as to say, calm down.
Yep. Silver Lake gets some runs. Frontenac's always got their half of the inning, so they can always get it back. They just need to calm down, try to finish out the inning while Silver Lake trying to just keep hitting the ball hard.
It's cooking here for Kendra. Runner at first and second, nobody out. First pitch by Johnson, low and inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Almost identical to what happened in the sixth inning when Silver Lake scratched across their only run of the game.
It is. Kendra up here again trying to cook something up.
1-0 the count. Runner at second, Lowry. At first, it's Zordel. Johnson ready. Set. Here's the 1-0. Dribble to the first baseman, Sullivan. This time, she just steps on the bag to get the first down of the inning. So a productive out from Kendra moves the runners to second and third with one away.
That's exactly what you want in that situation. You just move the runners over. It's okay to get that one out. You've got two runners in scoring position now.
Brings up Paige Hyman, 0-for-3 today. You feel like this is an opportunity that she can capitalize on here. Avery Johnson with the pitch. Ball lifted high, still in play. The catcher's looking for a call, can't find it, and it's going to fall onto the turf. That was in play. Hyman takes a deep breath as to say, phew.
Yeah, that was lucky for Hyman, and that's kind of a pet peeve of mine with these new hockey-style masks. She struggled getting the mask off. I assume my players leave it on because then not only did she struggle getting it off, she had a hard time finding the ball, and then when she did find it, she stepped squarely on her mask.
Oh, and one to count.
Getting there.
Squaring the bunt is Hyman. It popped in the air, and it's caught! It's caught! And doubling up the Eagles! Hutchinson came up, caught the bunt. Sullivan covers third, and the Frontenac Raiders get out of the jam unscathed.
Hamilton trying to small ball it to get a run in. It didn't work out for him.
Lowry out at third. Hyman out on the pop-up, and we'll go to the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. Bottom of the eighth, state championship action here in Topeka. Back in 30 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Marital Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Marital Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh, didn't jump over to the other side, Mom.
Go ahead to the bottom half of the eighth inning now. Jake and Scott with you. Kerr back in the studios. 3A state championship game here in Topeka. Softball between Silver Lake and Frontenac, the number one seed Raiders, number seven seed Eagles. First pitch from Kendra Cook is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. At top of the eighth, Scott, runners first and second and third were just one away, and then a double play to end the inning.
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow for your Silver Lake. You got to come back in here, focus, try to hold them again.
Chopper back to the pitcher, and Cook easily makes the play to first for the 1-3 putout. That's out number one.
Here comes Johnson up to bat.
Avery Johnson, representing the only run for Frontenac here in this game. A solo shot that was a no-doubter across the left field fence. That happened all the way back in the third inning.
Jake, I got to tell you now we're at this spot. I got to thank you for inviting me to do this. This is actually a bucket list of mine I can tick off now.
No, let's go. Well, you've enhanced the broadcast, I'll tell you that.
I appreciate that.
First pitch to Johnson in the dirt. What a 0. I would imagine, again, see if Silver Lake, yes, going to say that they might just intentionally walk Johnson, and they do.
They do.
That first pitch, seeing that looked like Kendra was trying to work around the plate, left that one short.
I can't say I don't disagree with that move.
Bring up Matty Call, who is 0 for 2 today with a walk. The runner does come in as a courtesy. It's Shea over on first. So Johnson issued an intentional walk. Shea at first in place of her. And Matty Call steps in. So the winning run is at first base for Frontenac.
The things memories are made of here, Jake.
First pitch, big swing from Call. She came up empty.
That could prove to be a big mistake or a great decision.
0-1 count here, and just heard maybe the Silver Lake faithful telling the infield to turn it. They want an inning-ending double play. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-2.
This is looking like Kendra Cook from the semifinal game. She's got her work face on now.
One ball. Check that. No balls. Two strikes here. Two Call. Cook the delivery. Rise ball out of the zone. See if she would chase. She does not. It's now 1-2.
Good time, good place for that pitch.
You say this is what dreams are made of, really on both sides. You
yep.
Grow up, you want to be that person in the circle, shutting down an inning. You've also dreamt about being Matty Call. The 0-2 pitch, ground ball foul down the third base line. We'll do it again at 1-2. How many times did you step there at home plate at home or on the diamond by yourself and say, bottom of the eighth inning? 1-2 count.
A lot.
Here's the pitch.
I guarantee you all these little girls did that. And you know, as we talked earlier about how many trips Silver Lake's made to state, you know these girls grew up doing exactly that, sitting here watching this game when they were little, hoping that one day they'd be there.
1-2 pitch, lifted into right center field, giving chase is May. Makes the catch in right field. Good hustle out there by Peyton May. Check that. We had a substitution come through in there. I need to make sure I get that corrected. Out secured from right field. But it was not Peyton May. Did not have that on my sheet. Give me a second. Here is a first pitch swinging, giving chase, and Liggett dropped it. She's had such a secure glove from second base. That was a tough play. A little blooper into center field.
That's a little uncharacteristic of Liggett.
It's popped out of her glove. I would classify, I believe, as a hit, as tough as that play was.
That's how I would score it.
So McClure on first. Moving up is Shea to second. That brings up Goodwin. First pitch, a little bit low. It's a ball. Much to the displeasure of the fans around us, it's 1-0. Goodwin, 1 for 3 today with a single back in the second. Winning runs at second base right now for the Raiders. The 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-1.
Silver Lake doing a good job putting the game face back on. I don't see any bad body language after that drop.
Swing and a miss on the 1-1.
Kendra's looking like she just wants to take it herself.
A Vandevelde out in right field, the one that made that play just a little while ago. For Silver Lake, there's two outs here. Runners at first and second. Winning runs at second. The 1-2 pitch to Goodwin. In the dirt. Picked up nicely. And a steal attempt at third. Oh, did she pull her hand off the bat? She did not. Wiping third base there was Shea, the courtesy runner for Johnson. And a bang-bang play.
Swigert's throw a little high. It was definitely on time. She had it down just a little bit. I'm thinking it might have been a better chance for a tag.
Zordo comes in to ask home plate umpire if he had a better angle about it.
Yeah, she's saying that the batter took a step out of the box, which got into the way of the throw. But umpires usually aren't going to call that unless the ball hits the batter. I don't disagree with questioning that. I would too. It did hinder the throw down. It made her throw high.
Because usually, I mean, again, this is when what I teach my kids anyway on the baseball side of things is when we got a runner stealing third, we stay in the box, don't move.
That's right. That's right.
That way there's never a question
right.
Because, yeah, if the batter steps out of the box in any way into that path, it would be called.
And it did affect her throw.
Nevertheless, there's runners at second and third right now. The winning run, not too far away.
Not too far away.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs to Hadley Goodwin. Kendra Cook.
You know Silver Lake's feeling the pressure here.
2-2 pitch. Ground ball to the first baseman, Hyman. Picks it up. It's a race to first. She makes the third out. We will go one more inning.
Wow. This is exciting softball right here, Jake. This is what it's all about in the spring.
Three unassisted to close out the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner, two runners left on base. We'll go to the top of the ninth inning. Silver Lake in front net. Tied at one. We're back in 30 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the costs involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we can't just go one extra inning, I don't think, Scott.
Nope.
We better go at least two. And this is exactly what happened for Silver Lake in their quarterfinal game against Wichita Trinity Academy. And it was the top of the ninth inning when the Eagles were able to plate two to win that game 2-0. This time a little bit different. One run each team. It's 1-1. And we head to the top of the ninth inning.
Game like this for a championship, Jake, if I don't get your juices going, I don't know what does.
I don't think you've got a heartbeat if that's the case.
That's right.
Swing and a miss here by McKenna Harris, who steps in. Harris 0-for-3 on the day. Johnson wants a different softball. Threw that one so hard that didn't like the way it felt.
Evidently not. Probably has a cut in it or something.
It'll be McKenna Harris, Savannah Windy, and Taylor Swigert, the three for the Eagles. If anybody reaches base, Sailor Liggett. The 0-1. Ball lifted out of play on the right side. It'll be 0-2.
Silver Lake coming out here aggressive at bats. Not looking for walks, looking to put the ball in play.
Getting so caught up here in the moment. I keep forgetting to send a text out in our group thread for our other areas coverage. They're thinking our game's probably over. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed by McKenna Harris for out number one here in the top of the ninth. That'll bring up Savannah Windy. Singled last time up.
Savannah's had a really good offensive day. Hoping she can keep it going here and get something started by getting on base.
First pitch swinging, popped in the air, and she's going
to go on.
Easily. Miscommunication between Sullivan at first and Johnson, the pitcher, and even McClure, the second baseman.
The ball drops free. That would have been a hard one to catch, and I think she'd have probably been safe no matter what. The first baseman's the one that's got to go for that, but I don't think she could catch it, and then there'd be nobody covering first.
Infield single there for Wendy, and Taylor Swiger will step in, 0 for 3 on the day.
Savannah did a good job of recognizing that one and left her bat and really got down the line fast.
Here's a dribbler back to Johnson at the circle. Fires it to second for one. The turn will not happen. Swigert able to hustle down the line to avoid the double play. So Wendy is out at second. Swigert to first on the fielder's choice. 1-6. And that'll bring up to the nine-hole hitter here, and Sailor Liggett.
Sailor's due for a hit here. Got a courtesy runner in for the catcher. This is, you think a lot of nerves for a freshman right now.
Yeah. Standing in from the left side, though, she reached base safely on the last time she was up. There's a quick hack, and back to the screen it goes. Elena Brewster, the courtesy runner at first base right now for Swigert. And it was Peyton May. I just want to confirm for everybody that made that catch in the last half inning. Had my number switched up on her. One ball, one strike here to Liggett after that 0-1 pitch was high and tight. So Brewster up first. 1-1 pitch. Catching the corner, and that's a strike. It's 1-2. Two away here in the top half of the ninth inning. One ball, two strikes. Liggett swings and misses.
Uncle Mo is a finicky person.
Yes, he is.
He's sitting squarely on the fence right now, and I don't think he's decided what side he wants to be on.
No runs, one hit. No errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. No, this isn't professional baseball. This is state softball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake Spaulding here behind home plate with Scott Bond. Kurt Kilman back at the studios heading to the bottom of the ninth inning. Silver Lake and Frontenac. This is the 1-7 matchup. Frontenac 29-1 on the season. They defeated Silver Lake last year 3-0 in this title game.
This game's everything it was built to be. Everything both fans wanted. Neither team's lined down. They're fighting all the way.
7-8-9 due up here for Frontenac. It'll be Tinley Sullivan, Hutchinson, and Ella Sullivan. First pitch a little bit outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Good thing I got extra sheets, I guess, here, Scott, because I have ran out of real estate on my score sheets. One another count. Trying to paint the corner and does. Nice location there from Kendra Cook. Evening the count at one ball, one strike.
If you're Silver Lake, you like your chances here. You can set, hopefully hold them, and then you come back out, and you're at your 1-2-3 again.
I think you're going to owe Hadley. We got time on the field. A bigger bouquet, though. It keeps getting bigger and bigger the later we get. The 1-1 pitch. Dives ball got away from Cook a little bit. Two balls and one strike.
She's done her dances. They've already sent me the videos of it.
Well, she's okay. Now she's listening to Pop Pop on the radio. The 2-1 ball ripped back to the screen, and even in the count at two balls and two strikes. Nobody out here. We're at the bottom of the ninth inning. Peyton May in right, Kaylin Haney in center, Savannah Wendy in left, Lowry at third, Zordel at second, at short, excuse me, Liggett at second, and Hyman at first. Swigert behind the dish and Cook in the circle. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Fouled back to the net. Once again, we will do it again at 2-2.
One of the three Sullivans here, and she's just not going away. She's fouling them off. I would call this a Sullivan-heavy team.
Yeah, no doubt. The 2-2 pitch. Lifted high, back to the netting, and it will hit to the netting. Nice catch, but it doesn't count off the net.
It was a nice catch.
It was. That's a tough thing to do right there by Swigert.
It is. Left the helmet on.
Got a quick second here. Give you an update. Oskaloosa 2-1A state championship softball. We're leading 4-1 in the fifth inning. Pitt Colgan leading Valley Falls baseball into the third. 2-1A baseball.
What's that score? Valley Falls.
Oh, 2-0. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Catches the outside. Strike three looking. Kendra Cook. Man, that was a great recipe from Cooker in the middle, wasn't it?
It was. It's important out to get.
You know, she should get like the chef's kiss from the fans or something every time she slides a chair like that.
You see the pitcher from Texas, she waves bye-bye to the batters after she gets a strikeout. That should be Cook's thing, give the old chef kiss after a strikeout.
Check swing here, but doesn't go, is Skylar Hutchinson. 1-for-3 on the day today. Single back in the fourth. 1-0 count. Ella Sullivan awaits on deck. The 1-0 pitch popped up and out of play. 1-1. Here to the 8-hole hitter.
Kendra getting ready to deliver here.
1-1 pitch in the dirt. Nice job there by Swigert to keep it in front. No runners on, though, but that practice. That's what I tell my catchers all the time in the baseball diamond. I don't care if there's no runners on. You're still blocking every ball as if there are.
That's right.
2-1. 1 away. Bottom of the ninth inning. We're tied at 1. Cook's delivery just a little bit low.
That's a pretty nice-looking pitch. I agree. It did miss.
3-0.
I don't know how she laid off of it, though. That's how good it looked. But then it broke down and in.
Kendra looks, gets the sign, rocks and fires, and that one paints the inside corner but is called low for a free pass. So Hutchinson will go to first base, drawing the walk. Second, check that third walk assessed by Cook in this game. 1 out. 9-hole hitter Ella Sullivan to the plate. She's 1-for-3 tonight.
And with only 1 out here, no matter what, the speedy leadoff batter is coming up next. And I'm not going to try to pronounce her name.
Legatus.
I did it.
You did it. Bunt shown. Ball in the dirt and kicked around. And going from second, or going to second, rounding it largely was Hutchinson. And she moves up freely. She was stealing no matter what. So that'll be a stolen base, even though the ball was in the dirt.
You don't see many balls get by Swigert. So.
No. Coach Reams is talking with Ella Sullivan. Ella, senior for this Frontenac Raider team. 1-of-7 in the starting nine. The 1-0 pitch. Swung and missed. 1-1. 1 out. Double play no longer in order with Hutchinson moving up to second.
Sullivan, after taking that big swing, telling her to calm herself down. Calm down.
1-1. 1 out. Bottom of the ninth. Class 3A state championship game here in softball, the Invista Softball Complex. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. 1-2.
Coach Reams comes down to talk to her senior first baseman again. One ball, two strikes, and one out.
Both sides, crowds are getting fired up.
I'm nervous right now.
I am too.
Stepping into the plate, into the box, excuse me, is Ella Sullivan from the right side. Cook delivers the 1-2.
Ripped foul down the third base line. That would have been that probably would have ended the game right there.
Foul ball. We'll do it again. Kendra Cook collects the rosin, keeping her self-focused up here. Gets the call from her coach. Hamilton in the dugout. Looks at the wristband. Right foot on the slab. The 1-2. Lined into left field. Down for a hit. And Hutchinson will round third, and she will score. A walk-off RBI single from senior Ella Sullivan. And in the bottom of the ninth, Frontenac wins it 2-1.
That was exciting stuff right there. You feel sorry for Silver Lake. You feel sorry for that left fielder. She didn't get a good read on it. You know she's hurting right now. You know they wanted to come back and revenge that loss from last year. They gave it their all. That was one heck of a game. They've got really nothing to hang their heads about.
We'll step aside briefly here for our final timeout here from Topeka. We'll summarize when we come back. Final score here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Frontenac walks it off on an RBI single from senior Ella Sullivan. They win it 2-1. We're back after this on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
You got things to do and places to be, so a car accident's the last thing you need. Good thing there's someone you can call your friend and take care of it all from beginning to end. We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're CarStar, relax, we'll take it from here.
Visit your locally owned CarStar at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back one final time here to the Invista Softball Complex in Topeka as the Silver Lake Eagles and Frontenac Raiders go the distance and then some. Into the bottom of the ninth we win, and Frontenac with a walk-off RBI single from their nine-hole hitter, Ella Sullivan, senior. This very senior-led team hits home fellow senior Skylar Hutchinson, who scores from second to give Frontenac the 2-1 victory. Jake Spalding alongside Scott Vaughn for one final time. Kirk Kilman back in the studios, and Scott, you mentioned it throughout that game.
That's exactly what you hope for in any level, any area for a state title game.
Yes, that was. That was exciting. You got to give it up to Frontenac. They've been here before. They played like it. They kept their composure throughout the game, even when some adversity and momentum was going in the favor of Silver Lake. You got to tip your hat to them. They played a heck of a game. You also got to tip your hat to Kendra Cook. She had just a great tournament, great time in the circle. Her pitching was so dominant and just ran into a really, really good Frontenac team.
Frontenac, a team that was 29-1. They will finish 30-1 on the season. And just for some statistical purposes, to talk about Cook and her pitching ability, a little shaky early. You know, Frontenac got one hit in the first, two in the second, the solo home run in the third, another hit in the fourth, another hit. I mean, consistently getting runners on, but then was shut down in the sixth, seventh, and eighth innings. No hits allowed until the game-winning hit in the ninth by Frontenac's Ella Sullivan.
Yeah, she definitely buckled down there in the 6th, 7th, 8th. Came to work hard there.
Forced extra innings. And give credit to Silver Lake for battling back. It started with Kaylin Haney in the top of the top of the 6th inning. An infield single to get things started, followed by a Kira Lowry single, followed by Taylor Zordo getting hit by a pitch. Well, it was a simple play, but the bases were loaded with nobody out. Kendra Cook comes up. She's able to bring home Haney. Then a fly out to left field by Hyman. And then what ended the threat, a double play. And that could be the difference of this game. You go back to that sixth inning when Paige Hyman tried to get a bunt down and she popped the bunt into the air and was caught by the third baseman. And then doubled up at third was Lowry to end the threat. But Silver Lake had bases loaded. Nobody out. That's where you give credit to the Frontenac Raiders for buckling down defensively and getting out of the jam.
Definitely. They buckled down there and got that out. If you're Silver Lake, you're kind of wishing you could get that one pitch back. That's a good batter. Having to put the bunt down in that situation, I bet you hasn't been called on to bunt too many times this year.
You look back as well, the 6th, 7th, and 8th inning, the leadoff batter for Silver Lake on base safely, and that's really when we felt it looked like Uncle Mo momentum was on their side. Everything was going their way, defense, pitching, everything. And then the top half of the ninth inning, strikeout, and then infield single by Savannah Windy. Looked like the Eagles were going to maybe get something going, a fielder's choice, and then a strikeout at the bottom of the order. Still felt good about that, though, even going to the bottom of the ninth inning, knowing it was the bottom of Frontenac's lineup. But we said at the beginning of the broadcast, Frontenac's 1-9, they're just as good as anybody.
They are. They've got a team batting average that's, I think, one of the tops in the state, definitely one of the tops in 3A. They're a hard out, 1-9, and they proved that there. And that nine-hole hitter to get a hit, I don't think anybody was surprised by that on the Frontenac side.
Well, Silver Lake coming into this tournament, 24 wins, that's a really good season.
That's a really good season. They've got absolutely nothing to hang their head about, and they battled through this game.
They go 24-6 coming into the tournament, end the year at 26-7, a phenomenal season. Head coach Nick Hamilton and all the kids, great year for Eagle softball, but they fall just short to Frontenac here tonight in a 2-1 decision. My friend, thank you very much for joining me on the broadcast last night and today as well. I really appreciated your insight. Like I said yesterday, I don't know many people that know more about softball than you, so I do appreciate you throwing a headset on.
Well, my wife can tell you I can talk about softball all day long. I may not always be right, but I'll make you think I am.
For the final time from Topeka, 3A softball is in the books. Here in your state champion, the Frontenac Raiders, they defeat Silver Lake 2-1 in the title game. Eagles take home a runner-up plaque as well as some medals. Burlington places third and Riverside places fourth here in the 3A state softball tournament for 2025. For everybody that's been a part of this, Seth Tholiston, Kurt Kilman, Jake Lamont we had earlier, Scott Bond, this is Jake Spaulding. Thanks so much for tuning in. Once again, your final score, Frontenac 2, Silver Lake 1 in the state championship game. Thanks for tuning in. Good night, everybody.